Tommy Newton joins us in the studio, and Tommy is with the Batesville Rotary Club. You told me you are currently the president-elect, and you are on a mission. Tell me a little bit about this, because we've got a raffle fundraiser going on right now. How does that work for folks?
Yes, sir. So what we have, Chad, is a Rotary. We're going to be selling 200 tickets at $100 a piece. Assuming we sell all those tickets, that would be $20,000 in the pot. And the plan would be a 50-50 split. The club would keep 50% and the individual winner would keep 50% as well. So we're hoping to sell all 20,000 and make that $10,000 for each area. We're excited about this because this is 100% of the proceeds to this raffle go to scholarships for area students. So we want to support our high school seniors who are going off to college and career development programs. And this is the way that we are able to do that.
You were telling me you would like to work towards seeing the scholarships funded through an endowment. Tell me what that would take and how that would set up.
Yeah. So again, what we need to do is to figure out a way to make a scholarship opportunity for our area students, something that's available in perpetuity, not something that we have to raise money for every year and then wipe out the coffers by the end of the year, cutting that check, but something that could live on beyond all of us. And I was telling you earlier, I know of some Rotary clubs who have $1 million plus endowment, and they can give $5,000 scholarships to up to 40 or 50 kids. Right now we're doing four $1,000 scholarships, and we definitely want to grow.
That's fantastic. Tell me a little bit about some of the other work that Rotary Club does throughout the year. Most people are familiar with Angel Tree, of course, around the holidays. That's fantastic work. But you were telling me you do something else for third graders.
Yes, we do. We do dictionaries for third graders. This is going to be area third graders in Independence County plus Cave City. And it's so awesome to go into a grade school and to meet these third graders and say, you know what? I've got something that when you get stumped, you don't need internet. You don't need the Wi-Fi. You don't need electricity. I mean, maybe just a flashlight and you can look up a word. And so we'll say, let's look up aardvark.
Now, do the kids lose interest when you tell them to go unplugged like that? No internet, no Wi-Fi.
No, but you know what? They've got the bell-to-bell no cell in Arkansas this year. So
that's right.
You get what you get.
The dictionary is the way to go. That's
yes,
very
sir.
Cool. I like that. And that's third graders in what districts that you
third? It's going to be third graders for Independence County. So you're going to have Midland. You're going to have Cave City, because we had Cave City in there. Batesville, Southside, Cedar Ridge, you name it. We're going to take care of all of our area third graders.
Excellent work. Let's go back to the raffle for a second. How do folks lay their hands on tickets?
If you want to lay hands on tickets, I would say email me at Tommy G. Newton. That's Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, G-N-E-W-T-O-N at gmail.com. I'm your president-elect for Rotary Club, and I would be happy to meet you wherever you need to be to get these tickets. I would say this, if you think $100, and I know $100 is a lot of money, maybe your office could have a little office pool, and everybody throws in, you know, 20, and then if you win, everybody gets 20% of the haul.
There you go. That's not a bad deal at all. And like you say, only 200 tickets, so odds are pretty good.
The odds are fantastic. In fact, did you know the odds for this 1 in 200 raffle, you are 5 times more likely to win this raffle than the cash 3 straight, which is 1 in 1,000. You are 2,800 times more likely to win this in the natural state jackpot, which is 1 in 575,000. You are 19,000 times more likely to win this in Arkansas Lotto, which is 1 in 3.8 million. And you are 1.4 million times more likely to win this than the Powerball.
You know what doesn't surprise me at all? That you had all those stats ready to go when you came in the studio.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't doubt that a bit. Give folks that email address once again.
It's TommyGNewton@gmail.com.
Tommy will try to sell all 200 of them for you today. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right. Tommy Newton with the Batesville Rotary Club. Always good to see you.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.